Reading. The Big Garden Birdwatch.
Most children have been asked at some time to count birds in a garden and to fill in a worksheet. Few children would think that the world's biggest bird survey could be based on their answers. But that is exactly what happened with Britain's Big Garden Birdwatch. Worksheets came into use in the mid-1970s when photocopiers arrived in our schools. Children went out with worksheets and came back with good surveys of the birds in their area. When they compared their results with other schools all over the country, they made two interesting discoveries. A bird might be very common in one part of the country, but very rare in another. Some birds that used to be common were becoming rare. The children were impressed when a famous scientist was called in to discuss their surveys on national TV. A healthy bird population means a healthy countryside, the expert said. We need more surveys like these. That was the beginning of the Big Garden Birdwatch, which has taken place every January since 1979. 30,000 people, mostly children, took part in the first one. They were asked to write down the number of each kind of bird they saw in their gardens in 1 hour during that weekend, and send their answers to the RSPB, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Since 1979, the number of reporters has grown every year. Last year, more than 500,000 people took part. Now, similar surveys are starting in other countries. Before long, we'll have a World Garden Birdwatch.